Hey, welcome. This is
I need a drink.
Oh, you're getting so good.
I know. Jeez.
A podcast where we talk to entrepreneurs and show you what it's really like to own a business.
I need a drink.
I'm Isabella.
And I'm Kim.
This episode, we're talking about focus. And we have our guest here to talk to us about this. You need to teach me something today, okay? We have Mark. How about you introduce yourself, Mark? Who are you? What do you do?
That is a very big question. And I think it's easier to answer with not only what I do, but maybe why I do it. I guess to dive in, I'm very quickly on the surface, I'm an entrepreneur.
Well, you're here.
Yes, exactly. I've made it. I'm in the right show. I'm an entrepreneur, and some people would call me a social entrepreneur, but to be honest, I don't really like that label. I think it's kind of overused, and there's so many social entrepreneurs out there in Silicon Valley that are building, you know, freemium app games saying that they're doing, you know, good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of dissociate with that word a little bit now, and I'm really more into the idea of philanthropreneur, right?
Philanthropreneur.
Being a philanthropreneur, right? Really going out there and doing philanthropic work, really like kind of a real life superhero.
Cool.
You know, I think Tony Stark and basically the whole Batman complex maybe that I have in my mind is playing out in real life. But yeah, I think the world needs a lot more real life superheroes to take on the world's biggest challenges. I started to ask myself what the world really truly needed. And a lot of that happened for me when I started diving real, real deep into documentaries and educational material, whether it be TED Talks, whether it be all the things that you find on Netflix nowadays. And I actually took on a challenge in 2010 to watch a documentary a week. And needless to say, it was a pretty depressing year. And I continued that depression by literally continuing to watch documentaries for the last 5 years now. So
I don't know how you do it. I would be heartbroken all the time.
Yeah. It kind of is, right? But what it does is it kind of spirals you down and makes you angry, but it also inspires you to recognize the world's biggest challenges actually can be faced by entrepreneurs. And so over the last couple of years, I've now kind of headed, and I'm now the founder of 5 different organizations, which I am currently still running today, and all synergetically work together to make this happen.
So focus today is perfect for you then.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, I'm great at it.
Well, so you have so many projects, so many companies that you run currently. How do you focus? Like, how do you even manage, for that matter?
To be honest, I kind of ask myself the same question. And for a while, I don't think I was properly managing. For a while, I think I was spending much of my time basically chasing after and catching up to everything.
Yeah.
And you know, when you have 5 different organizations, you have 5 different sets of books you have to do and accounting and all that boring stuff. But then there's also 5 different sets of opportunities.
Right.
Each one of these businesses and ideas has different opportunities that require basically full-time work.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that changed my life over the last little bit that allowed me to actually open up the last 2 in the last year really boiled down to me understanding that I couldn't be a hustler anymore. Essentially, you know, I say hustler not as the person who like is conning you out of something, but more out of the person who like spends all day and all night working all the time and doing everything as a solopreneur. Right? I couldn't do that any longer because it's not sustainable.
No, well, it's you're one person.
Exactly. And so, you know, I had to start upgrading my internal kind of workings to say, wait, how do I go from hustler or founder to CEO? How do I go from the mindset of doing everything on my own to doing everything with a team of people and empowering those people and trusting those people?
Right.
And so I think that's a big challenge. I think every entrepreneur who started off on their own, who really hustled to get to quit their 9-to-5 or to really be in the position that they're in to make and earn a living doing what they're passionate about, has the challenge of entering into a space where now they have to hire people. Mm. Now they have to delegate. They have to get the opportunity out there for others to be a part of the mission.
Which is usually a really big step. Like that's probably my hardest thing that I have to deal with. Being able to trust these people, trust them, and then delegate to them. Oh God.
willing to let go of some
impossible
tasks.
Way too much control issues, but anyway, that's another podcast, my friend.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how long has it been that you've owned your businesses?
So I've been an entrepreneur since I'm 18.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been, I'm 27 now, so it's been like 9.5 years or something like that. And it's really been quite a journey, and it's so varied. I mean, my first business was an indoor skate park, and nice. I went from that to opening up a marketing agency, and we were 18 people doing a whole bunch of different marketing stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that was incredible as well.
Well, given that you have 5 big projects mm-hmm. to do, we apologize for the baby crying. That's fine. So do you find yourself focusing on each project equally, or have you learned to more time on one project, less time on the other? Like, how mm-hmm. do you keep all of them growing at the same time?
You know, I think the most important thing that I do, there's two things that are super, super, super important for every entrepreneur. Number one, your story, right?
Yeah.
Being able to communicate your story is the number one important thing I think every entrepreneur
why you're
can
doing
do.
It.
Yes.
Your purpose.
Exactly. And so that I've got down. Like, I understand that, and the story and how all these businesses work together and fit is like, I've got that down. But the real truth of being an entrepreneur and doing and heading so many projects in this way, in this manner with different teams and different people, is my schedule. My scheduling and planning is the most important thing that I do. It is mm-hmm. super sacred for me to do on a consistent basis. And, you know, entrepreneurs, we have the luxury of not having a set schedule, right? Not having the quote unquote 9 to 5.
I don't know. Luxury.
Yeah.
Quote unquote,
luxury or plague. I don't know. Yeah. No, absolutely. And truth is because we have a 9 to 9, if not more. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, I take a period of every single week to make sure that I am properly planning my days. And I also do not sacrifice moments in certain particular types of days. So for example, if I had to, you know, break my schedule down, I work 6 days of the week. Mm-hmm. I take Sundays off. And on Sunday night, I start to write down all the different things that I have to do this week.
Okay.
All the different things that have to be happening in each and every one of the projects or ideas that I have. And I basically brain dump. I throw it all onto a piece of paper and I just kind of stop juggling it in my mind because or else forget it, right? I mean, if I can't write it down somewhere physically, write it down.
It's just jumbled in your brain. It doesn't work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I write it down and I make sure to erase it every week. So basically, I have like a board, and it's a little bamboo kind of board that I write on, and you can just erase it almost like a whiteboard. And every week I erase it, but I look at it right before I erase it to see, oh, you know, there were some things that I didn't do this week. Are they truly important? Should they truly be on my board this week or not?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
Sometimes you gotta have to let some go, mm-hmm. and that was my experience this week. Right, like there was a couple of things that I've just been pushing off and pushing off and pushing off, and I was like, you know what? It's because I'm feeling this resistance for a reason, mm-hmm. and it's because it's not truly my priority, even though I'd like. And so, being able to delegate and understand that is important. And then once I write them down on Monday morning, I schedule all these things into my week with the pattern out of the 6 days that I'm going to work, mm-hmm. Mondays is reserved for one type of activity and one company only.
Mm.
Same with Tuesdays. So, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the only days I make money in my week.
Okay.
It's the only days where I do calls, where I do interviews, where I do anything that requires me to like speak to a new client or anything like that is Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays are the day that I run Superhero Academy, which is this online school that I created. And so I meet with my team every single week. We do yoga in the morning.
Oh, really?
To keep nice. Yeah, seriously, nice and balanced. Paid for by the company kind of thing and by, I guess, the profits that come from it. But every single week, then we work on that. And then at the end of the day, I record a class. And it's just, it has that pattern in it. Thursdays, again, like exploration calls, client calls, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And Fridays is the day where I get to work on one of my companies particularly, but also focus on just any little things that I felt might have fallen by the wayside throughout the week. And then little follow-ups, little things that I have to do and make sure that I'm not in that pattern. And then Saturdays, I work on the land. Like, I work on, like, the Valhalla Movement Project, which is this kind of big initiative, you know, on sustainability and building a school on this piece of land that we have here on the South Shore mm-hmm. of Montreal. So I work on that project. So basically,
different days
have different themes. And those themes allow me to, yes, I can switch hats throughout the week, but not throughout the day.
Mm.
I try and really stay focused and honed in on that energy for that entire day.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So why do you think people have trouble with focus sometimes? You think because of scheduling, we lack lists and schedules
priorities.
And priorities? Mm.
I think, well, no, I don't think we lack schedules. I mean, how many people have a Trello board full of things that they want to do? How many lists do they have? A list upon list upon list upon list. In fact, I think it's actually because we do not define what makes ourselves successful in a day. I feel like life, and if you want to see our attention, is kind of like walking through the forest with a magnifying glass. Looking through that magnifying glass, yeah. Right? Like you're walking through this forest and you're looking through this magnifying glass and you're looking to start fires. Right? You're looking to create fires so that you can kind of feed yourself and feel safe and warm. And that's kind of that security that comes from our businesses and our lives and all that kind of stuff. So we need to create fires. But a lot of us are trying to create fires sometimes in the wrong conditions. So it just rained. We're trying to create a fire with a magnifying glass. It's nighttime. We're trying to create a fire in the wrong time of day, the wrong space, the wrong area. Or sometimes what we're trying to do is try and create too many fires. Right? How many of us have hundreds of ideas? Like, I know I have hundreds of ideas I don't want to create.
I do too.
Right? And we want to start all these fires with this magnifying glass. So what we're doing is we're moving the magnifying glass consistently. And the one thing that beyond the, you know, the conditions, the right time of day, all that kind of stuff, with the right timing when it comes to business, is if we keep moving our magnifying glass, then we are effectively starting zero fires.
Right.
But if you really want to start 100 fires, you start one good fire.
Mm-hmm.
One really good solid bonfire that you can leave for a period of time and it'll still burn. And you can carry a torch from that fire to the
something
next
else.
Fire.
I like that.
Yeah.
Look at you, eh? My goodness. All right. So how do you have problems focusing? Like, tell us about a time that you really struggled and which basically like ignited all of this thinking that you just said.
Yeah.
Basically, like, how did you get organized afterwards based
Absolutely.
On this situation?
Absolutely. So the first thing, you know, I think I've struggled with this forever, particularly in the last couple of years, you know, as I was really trying to push the envelope and do more and more and more, and particularly do things I have never done before, which is kind of what I'm always doing at this point. So, but what I started to do, and the first thing that I think was the most important thing that I ever did, is I wrote down that list of fires that I wanted to start. You see, we're great at writing lists for the day-to-day things. What is the list of things that I really want to achieve, like, overall? And people see that as like a bucket list, but how many of us truly write it down? And
I actually started this year, 2016, I finally sat down. I was like, because I always had this project and that project and that project, but it was always in the back of my mind because I never actually wrote it down and saw it.
Yes.
And this year, I really wrote it down and I was like, oh shit, I want to do that. I want to do that. That's true. I wanted to do that too. Oh my God, I wanted to do that too. Holy crap.
It lets you focus on it a bit more.
It's like, okay. And it also makes you realize do you really want to do it? Like, is it something that you really want on your list? And you're like,
or what's the priority?
You know,
or what's the order which you can do it?
Yeah.
Right. So for example, I run 5 organizations, but they were all based on the first one, which was opening up a marketing agency. I knew that no matter what I wanted to do in terms of business, I was always going to need the fundamentals, which is ability to tell the story and ability to spread that story. Megaphone, essentially. Right. No matter what business I start, I need to be able to communicate it to other people.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If I start with that and build a team there, then I can start building a bigger and bigger, bigger story. I can build more organizations. I can help more people. It was always like the core value of what I can create for people. And by writing them all down in what I call now an impossible list, it's really, I don't see it as a bucket list because I think bucket lists aren't conducive enough to you actually doing them. So I see it as a challenge. I see that these are all the different things I want to create. And not only in business, but in every aspect of my life. So from being like an adrenaline junkie, so like I have things like I want to learn to be a professional skydiver, to, you know, career-based goals and you know, like I want to earn $1 million in a year or something like that. To a community, I want to plant 1 million trees. Or I want to open up a nonprofit foundation, which I ended up doing. I want to, you know, create a life for myself. So that was another category, right? Like I want to have a family and kids at one point. I want to be able to create all these different categories I think were super important. And I wrote them down. And here's the funny thing. There's the scientific studies that say you are 42% more likely to achieve something if you write it down.
Believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. I actually have a perfect example of that. At my birthday last year, which is in January, so a year ago, you gave me a passion planner. And the whole point of a passion planner is to write things down to focus on it. And the first thing I wrote on it, because I knew I wanted it to be a goal for that year, was to have a baby. And as you can hear in the background, I have my baby.
Success.
It was the first thing, and I wrote it big. And yeah, and I made it a goal for that year, and it happened. So yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, if you can write it down, then you truly know what your priorities are. And then from there, once you've had the biggest picture written down, you can pick which ones am I tackling this year. Mm-hmm. And I like to see it as, which ones am I tackling sometimes like this month or sometimes just even this quarter, right? This entire quarter, 3 month period, I'm going to focus on making this happen. Mm. And from once this fire is lit, then I can move from this fire to the next fire and I can leave a team of people to just continue feeding the fire, essentially.
So you take care of that.
Yeah, once it's created. Exactly. So once it's created, that's the awesome. Fire is going and it's so much easier to manage at that point. So, okay.
So tell us about a time that you really like struggled and just discovered all this goodness. That
absolutely.
You're telling us.
Going through all of this stuff, I was really, really, really finding it challenging doing it on my own. And I was at one point I was having a total breakdown. I was just breaking down completely. I was doing marketing work for all kinds of different clients. I had so many opportunity coming in every single crevice. Everyone was chasing after me for doing this, that, the other. And I was just running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And the problem was that I wasn't truly making any of them to the level that I wanted to be doing them. Right. And that's just like the
you were just doing it to do it and get rid of it.
Exactly. It was like I was putting up stuff that was not nearly, you know, like the 80-20 thing, but it was like I wasn't even giving the full 80 sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I wasn't truly committing to all of this stuff. And I was really focused in the learning phase of what I was doing. I had this idea that if I were going to hire somebody to do something, I had to have done their job first. So like I hire videographers now, but you know me as somebody who did video for a while. So I no longer really do that. But the point was that I broke down. I was just learning too much. I was doing too much. I had too much opportunity in 1,001 different ways. And in that moment, I ended up having an idea, a very good idea. And I now practice this every single day, which is most of my work only really takes about an hour of focus.
Okay.
Right? Like any one time, like if you have to edit a video, if you really sit down for like an hour and like really plow, you can get most of it done.
Mm. Like That's true.
You can do a lot of work in such a short period of time. So as opposed to trying to like stretch it out and give myself like, oh, I have all day and I have to do this thing and just kind of essentially use the space that we're given, just like when we were in school and, you know, your teacher said your assignment was due next week. You waited until the day before next, you know, that deadline. Well, so the more time you give yourself, the more you have that leeway. And so I started to say, okay, well, I'm going to make one task every, you know, on Sunday, I'm going to write this all down. On Monday, I'm going to write them all out. But I'm going to write the one task that I have to complete that day that has to get done. Mm. And that's the first thing I'm going to do every morning. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to do my morning routine. I'm going to really and not let that slide. Even if I wake up late, I have to do my morning routine. And then I do what I call power hour. So I take that one task I said I was going to do. And I actually bought a physical hourglass. I have no idea how long it actually runs. It's supposed to be an hour, but it's not. It's not accurate. It's a little bit more than an hour. I don't know exactly how long it runs. I have an idea, but I actually physically turn that hourglass, and until the task is done,
that's cool.
I keep doing that. And if the hourglass runs out and the task isn't done, and it took me a little bit longer than an hour, it's okay. I'll get back to it either later that day or another day. But the point is that I put true progress towards that task, and everything else I do is just whatever. Yeah.
I think devoting that 1 hour also might seem a lot less overwhelming than saying, you know, like I have, you know, 8 hours of work to do in this day, and just saying, you know, I'm taking this 1 hour and I'm going to focus and give it everything I got for that 1 hour is going to seem so much, like I said, less overwhelming that it seems more realistic and doable.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm effectively doing is also I'm breaking down a huge monster task. Mm. Like one of the tasks I want to do is build a sustainability learning center, a school on this this physical piece of land that we have. And I have, look, I've never built anything in my life. I had no idea where to start. And of course, I'm not like, we didn't just want to buy plans. We had to build a freaking architectural firm and stuff. Crazy stuff. That's what, you know, business number five, let's say. So we had to do all this crazy stuff. But here's what I can tell you is that I broke by knowing what that 1 hour task is. You can't write like build a school in under power hour.
Right.
You have to write one thing. You have to write one key thing that you can actually tangibly do within an hour. And I broke down a massive journey into small steps. And as opposed to like worrying about all the hundreds of steps I need to take next week, there's thousands of them, right?
Yeah, it makes it more realistic. It makes it feasible, basically.
Much more.
Yeah, and it makes me feel like I can actually like achieve something. Yeah, do something. Seriously. So one thing a day, doing that power hour. And then I think the other thing is tracking whether or not you did that. Mm. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, we lose focus because we're trying to do numerous things. We're trying to like be good at everything.
Right.
And what we're sometimes not doing is tracking whether, like, how good are we actually doing at some of these things.
Right.
And so now I track on my calendar. I bought this whiteboard. At the end of every day, I assess, okay, did I actually do that task? Number one, right? Like, did I actually do it? Did I do it? Did I make it happen? And then I have some other small things that are not really business related, but at the same time they are. Did I make a video today? I believe the video is my strongest form of communication.
Right.
Did I offer my gift? Did I say, hey, can I help you to somebody? And then, you know, potentially have a lead or a client if you want to see it that way, or just somebody helping.
Interesting. Okay.
Did I express love? It's important. It's important.
It is important.
It is.
You know, career builds, if you want to see it from a business perspective, it builds relationships mm-hmm. that are important to business.
True.
So tracking these different things and whatever that meant to me makes me feel like I'm succeeding to some degree on a day-to-day basis and makes me know where I'm weak, where I'm not putting enough attention.
You're getting things done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to breaking down, like on, you know, right before New Year's, I got nothing done or something, you know what I mean? I'm able to track this on a day-to-day basis and truly adjust the sales as I navigate. Because it's impossible, like so many of us want to, you know, we want to set sail, right? Let's say we want to sail between Canada and Australia. Well, look, we have all the technology in the world that tells us how to get there, but nothing can tell us what waves we're going to encounter, what storms, where the winds are going to be. No matter how many times you've done the journey, it's always unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many of us focus on like the entire journey, trying to figure it out, everything. And I focus on doing it, being in it, taking one step at a time, controlling what I can control, you know, being a kind of a stoic type of philosophy, and adjusting the sales as I go.
Mm. You know? Very good. Yeah. That's awesome.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So do you have any tips for people that are trying to stay focused on various projects like you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's as simple as first start by writing down all the fires you want to write down. Start at the top level of what are all the different things that you want to truly accomplish. And if you need a resource for that, I created that. I published my impossible list on my website. But I built a process where you can build your own too. And
cool.
It's totally free. Nice. It's just like a type form. You fill it out.
We'll have
like
that a little, and on the website.
Yeah, I love that.
Great. Thank you. So you can go there and write that. And once you write that, then I would suggest that you pick one or two things that you're going to work on immediately. Mm. One or two, that's it. That you're going to work on right now, and you're going to work on it every single day with the consistency of such. And the way I suggest you work on it is with power hours.
Mm.
1 hour a day towards
idea.
That goal. Yeah. One step, and if you take those steps, you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are going to be super excited, they're going to take 100 steps in some days, but the point is that you just try and not miss a day, not break the chain.
Mm.
And I learned this from something that that Jerry Seinfeld said, which is, you know, somebody asked him, what makes him a great comedian? Like, what makes you funny? What makes you super awesome? And like, why are you at the top of your game? And his answer was, well, look, I have a calendar, and I have one rule. I have to write for half an hour every day.
Mm.
And every day I'm going to just write something. And even if I have nothing to say, I'm going to write whatever mm-hmm. I have to say, and I put it in my book. And I mark the calendar with what I did that day, whether or not I actually did that half hour of writing. And he says, okay, I only have one simple rule. Don't break the chain.
Yeah.
Do not break that consistency.
Yeah.
Stay consistent.
Yeah. And if you're able to, seriously, fortune favors the bold, but it also favors the consistent, right? Like that's, you will find so much success just in being able to do something regularly versus running all over the place.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. So just fucking do it.
Just do it. A lot of good tips.
Do you have anything to add there, Kim?
No, I feel like got a lot from that. That makes a lot
You're
of
like
sense.
You're like very focused the whole podcast.
I was very
like
focused
listening.
On this. No, it's true though. It makes so much better. Prioritize and schedule, write things down. Because my problem is I tend to get overwhelmed. I'm in the process of trying to start a whole bunch of things and that everything just seems really overwhelming and it seems very unrealistic and undoable. But I think just focusing 1 hour, that power hour every day is going to be a big help.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's great.
You're very welcome.
Do you have anything to add, Mark?
No, I mean, I think beyond just listening to this though, whoever's listening to this, stop and do it right now. Give yourself that luxury of not saying, hey, I'm going to write this impossible list or whatever it is later. Go on Amazon, order your hourglass, like do it now.
I got to get one of those hourglasses.
I know, me too.
How do we not have one of these?
I know. Just the fact that you get to physically turn it, that's so cool.
The first time though.
Yeah,
the first time I'm just going to watch it the whole time. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah, and even just to add to that, like if you let other people know about this, right? Like some people work in noisy spaces or like let's say you're working at a home office and I don't know, your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever walks in, they might come and bother you and they throw you off your game even though you were in like the zone. So what I ended up doing is I told all the people I work with, hey, when this hourglass is going, no
Leave
go
me
zone.
Alone.
Yeah, no go zone. Like you can ask me a very simple question. If you really need me, like, yeah, okay. If there's an emergency, of course. If the building's on fire, yes,
Please
I'll run
tell
out.
Me.
Yeah. But I really take a moment to set up the space, clean my desk. Like, you know, I think the environment is important.
Definitely.
Turn that hourglass, you know, press play on that endless playlist that, like, you know, is over an hour long kind of thing, so that I don't have to switch and
go into anything.
Turn off all notifications, turn off all that kind of stuff, and hone in on that. And that has changed a lot. Just take a moment to set yourself up. And like I said, turn off your phone, turn off that kind of stuff. I also suggest you turn off notifications, period.
Like, always.
Always. Just remove Facebook notifications and Snapchat notifications and all that
stuff. So distracting.
I don't have the Facebook app on my phone because it's like,
it's a black hole.
It's just, it is. Yeah. It's a black hole.
It really
you just
is.
Never come out of it. It's impossible. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming today.
Wow, yeah, thank you.
Very, very helpful. Where can people find you? Tell us.
A million different places. ValhallaMovement.com is the nonprofit foundation that we started. That's a great place to find me. If you want to know more about this online school, superheroacademy.net.
Nice.
And every email that comes in on all of those things is coming directly to my inbox as well. And the latest kind of endeavor is something called Wisdom. And it's something, I guess it's kind of the accumulation of what I've learned over so many different things. But it's really, it's
is
focused
on... Is that a personal project? Or
no, it's a project with many stakeholders. It's really a combination between an architectural firm, the Valhalla Movement, my online school, and it's really combining all of those into... you know, a classroom that teaches people how to live a more sustainable lifestyle, how they can build sustainable buildings as well, and empower themselves with that. And so that's buildyourwisdom.com. So anybody who writes to any one of those platforms, they will end up in my inbox and somebody will see it for sure.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, very impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming. Okay. Say bye, people.
Bye.
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 Good stuff.